things are more emotional and bring families closer together than the sport of football. The athleticism, the brute force, the close wins, and the heartbreaking losses. No team has nurtured that family bond better than the Green Bay Packers, and no place resembles that true football spirit better than the frozen tundra. Many people say you don't become a Packer fan. You're born that way. You bleed green and gold. Now, here are your hosts, father and son, Mike and Sean Reagan, with the Bleeding Green and Gold Podcast.
Welcome to week one edition of season five of Bleeding Green and Gold. My voice just cracked. Did you catch that?
That's preseason, you know, for everyone. It was week one was kind of a preseason for the Packers.
Definitely.
Since Rodgers didn't play.
Definitely.
Same here.
I'm Mike.
I'm Sean.
And this is Bleeding Green
You're
and Gold.
You're the father. I'm the son.
Yes. In the name of the father and the son.
Well, it's not that kind of podcast. All right. So we are 1 week into the Packers 2019 season.
Mm-hmm.
New look Packers, 1-0, 10-3 over the Bears.
So going into the game, you know, beforehand, what was your guesstimate on how would we win? Would it be close?
I thought we would win. I guess if you would have asked, I would have said it would be something like 27-20, you know. I thought we'd win by like a touchdown, but
oh, really?
I thought there'd be some scoring, I guess.
I was 50-50
yeah.
Because, I mean, I had high hopes for the defense. Year number two, plus picking up all these studs.
Yeah.
But then the offense, you know, Aaron never played it down. And you could see it in the game. We'll get into
mm-hmm.
it a little bit
And playing
more.
In Chicago is hard, too.
Right.
Because I know we were the underdogs, betting-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I was more optimistic about the defense this year than I felt like we were close last year, and we added some studs
yes.
in the offseason.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Unusual to get excited about pickups that we got, because normally mm-hmm. with Teddy T, that never, it would just be, well, build through the draft, we'll build through the draft. It's like, but Ted, you don't draft well anymore.
So one thing to mention, it's a new look Packers, but it's also a new look Bleeding Green and Gold this season. We're going unscripted.
Mm. All year, so, I thought it was just today.
Oh, no, this is
oh,
the whole
see,
shebang.
I should have looked into the fine print when you asked me if I wanted to go unscripted, because it's
Do you accept the terms and conditions, Mike?
Well, how many pages? Are you like an iPhone app where it's got like 42?
More than the script would have been. So, I mean, we never like had a word-for-word script
right.
in previous seasons, but we kind of had like the formula of talking about offense. Here's the stats we wanted to talk about. Defense, here's the stats, special
mm-hmm.
teams, that kind of thing. We're just going to wing it. If we get a little off topic, who cares?
Yeah, exactly. And it was kind of a weird one, too, because it's always, I think everybody is just anxious to get the regular season going. And Sean's sister, Jenny, my daughter, just came back from a trip to Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a bit behind. She was gone for about 2.5 weeks, and so she couldn't make it over for the game. Sean, you were under the weather, and I appreciate you being honest and saying, I don't want to get anybody else sick, so you weren't
well,
here.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to hide it once I was here.
You didn't look good when you did your FaceTime
thing. I went
thing.
And bought a 3-pack of those, like, you know, tissues with lotion on them.
Mm-hmm.
4 days in a row. 3 boxes. 4 days in a row.
Wow.
So,
good kindling.
Yeah, you would have thought I'd just wisen up and get more boxes at Walmart, but I kept thinking, I won't be sick tomorrow.
It's got to be done. It's
yeah,
got to be
I'm
over.
I'm sick today, not tomorrow. I'm not going to buy all these lotions.
So, and then your girlfriend was going to come over, and so we were going to have, we were thinking like a party, and then,
yeah.
and then all of a sudden it's just, you know, your mom and me.
Well, I did text mom, and I said she'll be there at kickoff.
Yeah, she told me. I was waiting. She never showed up.
But like mom said, it might not have, you know, to introduce her to the crazy that is the Reagan family during Packer games, it might be better for me to be there.
I think so. It is pretty crazy. I don't know if we've ever explained with people like what we do when the Packers score a touchdown. We do 10 push-ups, and I don't do the sit-ups anymore because of my
oldness.
Yeah, getting old. But I'm thinking I might do like 5-second planks or something. And
there you go.
But
or how about you plank while I do sit-ups, and then I'll just do really slow sit-ups.
We tried one season where we did cumulative score. And that was one of the years when the Packers were scoring like 40 points a game. And so it was like they score 7, you do 7 push-ups, you do 14, you do 14, and on and on and on. It's just like, and I couldn't brush my teeth the next morning. My arms were just shot.
I think I brought up a little while ago why we started the push-ups and sit-ups, and you didn't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still not remember,
mm-hmm.
even though we talked about it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's
so,
normal. I got a great memory. It's just short.
A while back, and I think I was pretty young at the time, just a wee lad, and you and Mom were doing this diet where you kind of, you were very strict throughout the week, and then you had one cheat day on the weekend.
It was body for life, I think.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
And so you would load up on whatever you want, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups or something for Sunday during the Packer game. And then I don't know if it was like a little bit of guilt or something that kicked in, but you're like, we got to do something. So we started doing push-ups and sit-ups when the Packers scored.
And then look at you. And look at your shoulders, dude.
And, you know, we never
stopped.
You're
welcome.
If we would have been watching the Packers a couple decades ago, I wouldn't have gotten as swole as I am today.
All right. Well, let's as far as the game goes, like Sean mentioned, we're doing the podcast today. It's kind of our preseason podcast, but it is about a regular season game because it, at least with that first quarter, it looked like a preseason game.
I mean, the offense, one, it looked like we hadn't played any preseason, but two, it looked like we were playing against the Bears defensive line because they're just a wrecking crew.
Oh my gosh.
Like, not only that, but you expect these ugly, stupid games between the Packers and Bears because it's what you get every time.
That's right.
It almost, you know, makes you feel good on the 100th anniversary of the NFL, oldest rivalry in the league to kick it off, and it's a 10-3 game. Like, that's old school
score
right there. We're going
to put a line up this side and a line up this side, and we're going to run it up the middle.
Last time the Packers beat the Bears by scoring 10 points or less was before World War II.
I wish, again, I wish we had video just like his face. He's like trying to catch himself.
I wasn't going to let it beat me.
World War, man, that's crazy.
I think it was 1934, if I remember.
Yeah.
I wasn't positive, so I just picked a huge landmark event and threw it before it.
just remember, though, it's like, it's the first week of the season, and yes, there's only 16, but do not get all hung up.
What's your biggest takeaway from the game?
We got a good defense.
That's it.
That's mine.
I mean, you saw Rodgers go up and attack Mike Pettine after the game.
He did.
And you hear what he yelled?
Uh-uh.
We have a defense. You know, I think that's going to be like one of those lines. You know, like there was Relax, RELAX, the 1 year. I think in our 2010 year with the Super Bowl, it was Donald Driver who said, it just takes one. And
was
kind of their,
I remember that.
Call to arms.
Hey, speaking
maybe
of
that'll be this year's. We have a defense.
Who was our, after Donald Driver, who was our next receiver? Do you remember?
What do you mean?
Like, who was the guy who filled his shoes when Donald got done?
Oh, who filled his shoes?
Randall Cobb.
I was going to say, is it Cobb?
Yeah, and it was really hard. After the game,
them.
I got the Cowboys game on, and Randall Cobb catches a Cowboys touchdown. It's like your mom and I look at each other, and we both go, just go. Just let it go.
I mean, you see his first catch, by the way, of that game?
Mm-mm.
He caught it, and the defender, like, went and kind of wrapped up, and Cobb, like, grabbed him by the chest and threw him aside and got, like, 5 more yards before being tackled.
It
makes you miss the guy, but he never stayed healthy. You know, how much are we going to pay for a guy with bad ankles?
Mm-hmm. And you know what? The Packers over the years have been pretty consistent, and when they let a guy go, like a homer, a guy that we really, really like, it tends to work out. It's like, and I know we've, like, I can't remember who it was, the offensive lineman 2 years ago. We let him go, and he blew out his knee like in the third or fourth
Sitting?
Week. I think you're right. Yeah, dang, dude. You got that computer working up there
today.
Yeah,
it's just sitting up there. Hey. I tell you. It's warm in here.
Man. Okay, so first quarter for the Packers was pathetic. I don't even think we got any positive yardage at all.
What? Yeah, I think wasn't our first two drives we had like negative 15 yards or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
Speaking of negative yards, how about that first and 40 for the Bears?
Wait, we gotta look at see if I can find. Help me out if you can. I'm trying to find the penalties.
Okay.
The
Let
Bears
me the
killed
mouse.
Themselves
I don't trust you.
On the penalties. They
team stats. I believe that would be
okay.
All right. Here we go. Penalties. 10 for us for 71 yards, which is not good.
No, it's not.
But then they had 10 for 107.
Yeah. And that, and they killed themselves at the end. I mean, it worked out in our favor, but they had to help us. Mm-hmm. And just some I don't know what to – again, how much credence do you put in the first game?
I don't feel bad about our offense, if that's what you're asking. I feel completely confident going into
the rest
of
the season.
Would
you be worried if you were a Bears fan?
Well, yeah. I would have been worried when we drafted Trubisky instead of Patrick Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
Oh, that was a swing and a miss. Yeah.
But part of it is, yeah, Rodgers hadn't played. Another part is our offensive line didn't look great, but no offensive line looks great against the Bears.
Oh, man. Good.
TJ Lang. I could see him losing the starting spot. He'll have to keep his job here in the next few weeks, I think. Bakhtiari didn't look great at left tackle, but it's hard when you're blocking Khalil Mack.
Yeah, I thought he did okay. I mean, yeah. Mack is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. It's like I was talking to your mother about the game, and I'm like going, you pick different positions on the defense for, mm-hmm. you know, like the line or linebacker or safety or, you know, whatever. And the Bears typically have somebody in the top five, every position on the defense.
Yeah. I honestly, I can't be too negative on the offense because, one, I think we're a lot better than this game showed. But, two, we have a defense.
Yeah, I know. It's exciting.
We have a defense.
Oh, man, it's been forever.
We got five more quarterback pressures than the Bears. Even though it looked like Rodgers was under the gun a lot, we got five more on the Bears. You know, a lot of people talk about like the ducks that Trubisky threw or like the passes to nowhere, but he had guys in his face right away a lot, and we were doing it on four man rushes.
And nothing against Aaron, but he's got better feet than Aaron does. He's quicker.
He's younger.
And he can move quicker. And so he was able to get out of some things. Mm-hmm. It would have been a lot more sacks if he wasn't able to slip out of the way some of the time. So, yeah, it's exciting to see that defense.
Mm-hmm. The Smith boys, mm-hmm. the two, is it Montavious Smith and Za'Darius Smith, I think it is. You know, I was excited when we signed them, and they're just, you know, they're worth the money. Mm-hmm. You see it, like, it's been a decade now. We've been asking for free agents, for trades, for acquiring guys to fill holes, not just hoping it'll work out the next season. And look at the difference. Like, they patched the holes we had in this defense.
So we talked about last year we need a new GM. Or it was 2 years ago. We need a new GM. We need a new defensive coordinator. We need a new coach. So it's kind of worked out.
You know what we need next?
What?
Super Bowl ring.
That would be nice. It's time.
It is time.
Now's the time.
Now's the time. I was also happy just with our – let me move down to the defense here. Our pass protection, too. Jair Alexander.
I have some theories for why. Uh-oh, he brought in. What'd you do? You picked something up.
I just scrolled down.
Oh, I hate that.
ESPN.
ESPN
sucks. We'll find a different website for next week. But
yeah, I hate that. I told Sean before we started, I go, I hate when you turn off the automatic video starting and then they just go, you were just kidding, right? Okay, so go ahead.
Jair Alexander, though, I think he's going to be the next Darrell Revis. You know, the standard bearer of what a cornerback should be in the NFL.
That's quite a That's quite a level that you're thinking. I mean,
yeah, and I mean it too. How about that? But he just plasters on to guys. Even if he doesn't have a shot at an interception, he's still getting in there, breaking up passes. We got Adrian Amos from the Bears.
From the Bears, and he made the intercept. That to me was perfect.
Yeah, what a way to end it. Because all offseason, do you know what the Bears fans have been saying?
Mm-mm.
Because do you know who they got for Adrian Amos?
Mm-mm.
Ha-ha Clinton Dix.
Ah.
And so they've been saying, Amos never makes the big plays. He never has for us. We got a better deal with Ha-ha. You know, we got the best part of this deal.
Oh,
did you see Ha-ha Clinton Dix that game?
No.
Did you see Adrian Amos?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the ball.
Dix had, what,
I guess he had some tackles, but yeah. But yeah, I mean, what a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's storybook.
It is. It's like Hollywood right there.
Another few big guys. We had 5 passes defense this game, by the way. That's not something we've seen many years.
Mm-hmm.
Most years, we have 5 yards between us and the receiver. So, Darnell Savage, our number one pick.
You said 5 pass defense? Passes?
5 passes defense, which means passes that most likely would have been a completion. We knocked away or defended.
Okay.
Which is a lot for one game in the NFL because the rules are made for the offense.
Mm-hmm.
But Darnell Savage is our safety that we drafted round 1. He was just a stud in college. And, you know, I think we have so many key guys set up to do well on this defense that I'm really excited about him too, because he was all over the place. He was sideline to sideline. He was, you know, a big hit, and he kind of just knew where to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not something you see a lot of the times with rookies.
Mm-hmm.
He had that one third down pass that he broke up where they threw it right down the middle of the field to the tight end. And they had 2 guys streaking on each side, and that's to, you know, bait the safety into dropping back. He never even looked at it as an option. He just watched Trubisky the whole time and then broke on the tight end right when he passed it and broke it up.
What do you think of Tremont Williams saying that we just needed to get Trubisky to play quarterback? We just needed to get him in, and we knew we would win. And the Bears are taking it as a mm-hmm. diss. And he's like, no.
I honestly don't understand how we did get him to play quarterback. Why did what's their coach's name? Nagler?
I don't remember.
Is it Nagler? That's not it. That's a Packers beat reporter. it is.
I don't remember.
But I don't know why they started throwing the ball so much. That's not their team.
Mm-hmm.
They run the ball,
right.
And they were having some success. Like, right. You know, not any huge runs, but they were getting some 4-6 yard runs in there.
That's perfect.
But so we talked about how the Vikings quarterback, Kirk Cousins,
mmm-hmm.
he threw 10 passes, complete 8 of them.
We talked about this, I think, before we started the podcast.
So, yeah, we talked about it, not you guys.
I just wanted to include our listener here. So.
So Kirk Cousins, week 1, threw 10 passes, completed 8. And I told you, I saw that, and my first assumption was, you know, typically you see that they're going to lose the game. Instead, they won by multiple scores.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we've seen the last couple of years with Trubisky, and it's what you expect out of them. Instead, he threw 45 passes.
Mitch Trubisky
did.
Wow, I didn't realize it. Wow, that's...
That's not their offense.
Uh-uh.
They had 15 total team carries. Typically, that number would be reversed, where it's 15 throws for Trubisky, and you have, like, 35 to 45 runs. So we got them, I don't know how...
Out of their game.
How they did, but we got them to play the mm-hmm. game we wanted them to, and if we can do that to every team... With the guys we have on this defense, you know.
Well, normally what I think when that happens is that you had a game plan. And the Packers were winning the matchups at a certain place. And so they're like, well, we can't keep running the ball because we're not – so we got to change up our game plan.
Mm-hmm.
I know that, you know, it's great that we won. But, you know, Matt LaFleur said, the new head coach – he said he had LeFleur, which your mother, by the way.
I hadn't seen too much of him. I knew what he looked like, but then you saw him a lot on the sideline this game. I'm like, oh, mom's going to like this
Oh,
coach.
She's a big fan. She didn't even heard him speak, and she's like, oh, I like him. He's a good coach.
He has nice teeth.
But he, And so, but he said that too many times during the game, he had to go to, okay, now we got to get back on schedule plans, you know, backup plans.
Well, it's because we didn't get what we wanted out of first down. Mm-hmm. When first down doesn't go the way you want and second down, you don't make up with it on second down, you're in that third down in distance. And that's not part of the game plan. And that's what we saw the last year, 2 years with McCarthy. We were constantly third and long. And I don't think we'll see that too much with this team. I think they will have that run and gun mentality. It's just hard to do against the Bears.
Oh,
especially,
man, yeah,
in Chicago.
Yeah.
And especially when your offensive line hasn't played all offseason with the quarterback.
That's right. Yeah, they look like it. I mean, they were getting pushed back. And the running game, they were lucky if they got 3 yards when they were running. So
I'm also really excited for Kevin King. I think we saw a lot of really good stuff from him. We saw how much he affects the game last year because he missed a lot of it with injury, missed a lot of games, and we saw the difference. I think if we can keep him healthy this year with the other guys we have around him, I'm very excited for our defense. Like, we haven't had this in the Aaron Rodgers era, a good defense.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we would have even had a top 10 defense in any Aaron Rodgers season?
I feel like when we won the Super Bowl, we had a top 10.
I think we were top 14.
Okay.
I'm not going to doubt in like yards or points. We were number one in turnover differential that year. That's where we were a bend, don't break defense.
Okay.
We've never had a we're not going to bend defense. You can add the bleep later.
That's right. Okay. PG-13. I was going to ask you, too, on the whole offseason, they kept pointing out and saying that it was good that the defensive coordinator is coming back and they've added some studs. But the biggest weakness they kept talking about was wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're okay.
I think so. Did we lose Geronimo Allison for the season? I think he's just an IR able to come back after week 8. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's a bummer because I was really excited to see him this year. I think he's at that point now. I think it's third year. That's typically with a wide receiver when you really see them hit their stride in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of how long it takes to really get to the NFL level of just game knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's not – you're moving on from just being able to use your God-given ability
mm-hmm.
to you have to know the system and know the plays and know what to do, when to do it.
Yeah, exactly. But MVS, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, we saw 4 receptions from him this game for 52 yards. He had our first, you know, probably only big play for most of the game was that deep pass to him from Rodgers where he kind of had to come back to the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll see a lot more of him this season, and even Rodgers talked about with MVS that he has the speed to kill guys. He just didn't know what to do with it last year.
Mm.
Now he does.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for what we'll see with him. I think he'll be kind of a Randall Cobb who can still beat you on the outside type player.
But bigger.
Bigger,
yeah.
Trevor Davis, we might see more of this year. I think he was kind of on the fence of if he would make the team or not. But part of it is he's a return man, which is going to give you a little extra cred.
Sure.
With the roster. I'm excited to see Jimmy Graham this year. That first touchdown we had, it was kind of like...
That was a weird play.
Throw it up.
Yeah.
Let the basketball guy make a rebound.
It just kind of reminded me of that Detroit game where they did the Hail Mary in the end zone. It's like it threw it up, and it's just like, Jimmy got it, thank God.
It's such a quintessential NFL play where Rodgers throws it up, Jimmy Graham goes up for it, grabs it, touchdown. If Jimmy Graham doesn't grab it, what a stupid play by Rodgers. Why would he just throw it up in double coverage like that?
Right.
Because he got it, what a great play.
It's like I was watching the Badger football game, and they're playing Central Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like they were ahead by 40, 50 points. They were just blowing it out. And it's like it's a unique situation because their running back is in the Heisman running. He's a junior. And so do you keep him in so you can pad his stats and so that he's got better numbers and maybe a better chance? And then, of course, you'll have other new players who want to come to Wisconsin because they're known as a offensive line college. And but then you don't want the guy to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just back and forth on the whole thing. And I feel the same thing with the NFL. It's like, what do you do? You're damned if you do. Oh, darned mm-hmm. if you don't.
That, I mean, we already got biblical in this episode right at the beginning, so we'll keep that in. What? Any other just gut reactions to the game? How you felt about it? First week of the year.
I guess, you know, the big thing for me is that I really like the demeanor of the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pre before the game and then post game, and he's just a pretty low key guy.
I really like just the emotion that the team seemed to be playing with. You know, mm-hmm. that juju.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just seem to have energy behind them that we've been missing and asking for seasons
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Where maybe it is just things have gotten stale with McCarthy, and bringing that new blood into the house is kind of reinvigorating.
I believe that happens. You know, mm-hmm. you just get comfortable, you get used to it, you fall into routines, and so you do the same stuff. You don't try as hard. You bring in a new coach, and he's basically looking at everybody new. There's no emotional connection between player and coach anymore. Now it's just, what are you doing on the field? How about, let me ask you on a sidebar.
Mm-hmm.
Antonio Brown.
Why do we got, everyone's talking about Antonio Brown. We don't need to talk about Antonio Brown.
So that you have nothing, you're just moving on, you don't even want to talk about
it's him. Quintessential Bill Belichick, where he is so far into the gray area, it might as well not be gray area. But he knows it's the gray area, so they can only, all the worst they could do is slap him on the wrist for it, because it's pretty much come out now that, you know, Belichick made it known he wanted Antonio Brown. Mm-hmm. Antonio Brown made it known he wanted to be on the Patriots. The Steelers said, heck no, why would we give you to the Patriots?
Mm-hmm.
And so they found a way.
Yeah, they worked it around. And so what happened was Antonio Brown, the wide receiver, was with the Steelers and was just a lousy guy on the team and in the locker room. And so he got traded to Oakland, and it just kept puttering around, never really went to the practices, never went to the preseason stuff. He ended up supposedly going into some machine where he got third-degree burns on his feet.
The cryo?
Yeah.
Cryo
machine. And then as soon as push comes to shove, season's coming, he's going to punch the general manager. And so the general manager, this is I think, is going to be a bigger issue down the road for Oakland, because the head coach thinks he's the owner and the GM is just there as a placeholder. And so it just really, I can't imagine if I'm the general manager over the coach and the coach says, no, he's still going to play for the team. And the coach is backing the player who threatened physical violence, and then he posts on Twitter, I want you to just drop me, I don't want to play for you anymore. And then he gets picked up by the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Right away.
Yeah, kind of
For less money.
Yes, a lot less money.
That's why I don't, it's typical Belichick, he's gonna do it, he's gonna get away with it.
Yep.
Not only that, they're gonna get rid of, it's a 1-year contract.
Right.
He'll leave after this, and the Patriots will get a freaking compensatory pick
mm-hmm.
out of it.
It's just crazy.
So
but do you blame him for doing it?
Why?
Do you look at it as smart, or do you look at it and say they're cheating?
The NFL football is a sport made from cheating.
You know what, Mike?
So I think whatever wins the game.
I say that the NFL is right there with NASCAR. It's like, you do what you can do that you don't get caught.
Oh, definitely. I mean, the forward pass came from, what's his name? What's, like, the kids' league?
I know where you're going.
Pop Warner.
Yeah.
Came from Pop Warner saying, with his coaching football at Native American school against these Ivy League, like Harvard and Yale, three times their size.
Mm-hmm.
So they start throwing the ball over the top of them. Well, it's cheating. So it worked well enough. They made it a rule. And then, you know, that's basically how football came to be.
Right.
You just cheat until it becomes a rule.
It's interesting. You get Sean and Jenny, son and daughter, gave me a book. It was that Packer book. It was, I think it was the New York Times, where they had all the news clippings.
Like every Packers article.
Going back all the way.
To like when they were founded, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so, but NFL was like third rate compared to college. It's like people, if you left the college game, went to the NFL, they're like, really? You're going to lower yourself to go there? Mm-hmm. So it's, anyway, that's a
sidebar. Well, the first ever NFL draft, I think it was the Browns had the first pick, if I remember right. You know where the first pick went? Mm-mm. Into plastics. Oh. He just said, no, I'm going to go make money getting a job.
It's like George Bailey with that movie that we watch every Christmas.
George, you should get into plastics.
That's right. George Bailey!
I mean, that was the thing at the time. The hemp is, it was between plastics and hemp. Plastics was more profitable to companies. Hemp was very less profitable, and so everyone was getting into plastics. Now there's plastic everywhere.
So let me ask you on the how you feeling about the game coming up? You know, again, it's just one game, a lot of rust that still
Vikings
needs to
look
come
good
up.
Against the Falcons.
They did. They really did. And Falcons are a good team.
It's in Lambeau, right?
Yep. We got a couple. We got some tough games coming up.
But we do have. Isn't it 5 out of our next 6 games are at home?
Yep.
So that's hard to complain about. But I feel
good
about
it. I hate
the
fact that we're playing the Lions and the Vikings early in the season.
So
at
it's
home.
Warm at Lambeau.
Yeah, that's every year. What the heck?
To be honest with you though, I don't know how great Rodgers does at Colt Lambeau the last few years.
That's a really good point. I hadn't really thought about that.
So I'm happy for him to play in the dome in the colder parts of the year. Like we play in Dallas this year. So what? He's in a dome. Rodgers lights it up in a dome.
So we got we played the Bears. Then we're at home against the Vikings. We're at home against the Broncos. At home against the Eagles. Tough, tough games. Then we're at home against we're at the Cowboys.
Dallas.
We're at Dallas. Tough, tough. And then anytime you play Central usually, but then the next game is the Lions. So.
And then Raiders were at home as well after that.
And then the Chiefs, which is no push, and the Chargers are next. And
the most important part of the season is starting out strong here. We got the team that was projected to win the division. We just beat them in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And now we're playing the second best or the next best team most likely in the division at home. I'm happy about it. I think having this homestand to start it out, if we get momentum behind this team, that's what they need.
I like
that's
that.
What a new look team needs, momentum and the confidence to do it. And it just seems like they have a lot of confidence on this team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're just playing, like on the defense, just
swarming,
quicker, faster,
swarming to the ball,
hitting. Mm-hmm. Yes, multiple guys coming in, and it's just it's been a while.
Well, you saw Montavious Smith had a tackle like 20 yards past the line of scrimmage. He chased the guy down after getting off his block. He's like a 300-pound dude, you know, and he's chasing down a running back. So I'm excited for this year.
Cool, cool.
Going in, I had high expectations and felt really good about it, but I also thought there's a pretty good chance I'll be let down and we're complete crap. So I'm glad week one went well.
I know we don't have much historicals on the new coach, but what's your feeling on him?
I like him. Like you said, I think that calm demeanor he brings, but it also seems like he's good. He's a good players coach. He's willing to bring in new schemes and stuff. He comes out of what's the guy's name? The Rams head coach.
Oh.
Sean McVay.
Yeah.
Comes out of that camp.
Glad I could help.
No problem. Or thank you, I guess I should say. Who was it? Rodgers who said you can sneeze on Sean McVay and become a head coach?
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. They go, oh, you know him? Okay, you're my new coach.
So.
But I feel like it's just it was a change. It's a lot different from what it was. That's what you need to do. I thought it was interesting with Murphy, you know, just basically saying, yeah, you're the general manager, but I'm still the one who kind of he took control away.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, maybe that's what you need. He's more like the owner would be. And so as long as he's not, I get so tired of the love fest for the Dallas Cowboys. You go to these different sports pages, and it's just like Ezekiel Elliott and his contract and how many – he's going to sign. No, he's not going to sign. He wants to be the highest paid. He's not going to be the highest paid. Jerry Jones says this. Jerry Jones says that. It's like, I'm so tired of it. It's like, but then you got Green Bay, which we say every year. It's really hard to be a Green Bay Packer fan when they're not in the season because they basically just shut down. They don't let any news come out of there. And then all these other teams, like Giants, you're going to see the Cowboys.
It makes you happy, though, to see that when you see all the drama with some teams or the Antonio Brown nonsense, things like that. Like, I like that we tend to, like, gravitate towards those guys that are coming there to do a job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I agree. But it's hard when, as a fan, you want to see new stuff, new information.
And part of it, too, I'm sure plenty of these guys are doing that nonsense off the field. But it's a lot easier to keep that stuff under wraps in a small Green Bay than it is in a big metro like other ones. Especially Green Bay, you got so much loyalty to the team.
Right. So. And you don't have too many paparazzi running around in Green Bay like you would in L.A. or something.
Yeah, because, you know, they had too many cheese curds. They have to waddle.
they can't keep up with them anymore. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever watched, like, a San Diego Chargers game? Or San Francisco game.
There are no San Diego Chargers.
Or L.A. Chargers. and you look at the fans.
And they then
look different. At the fans in Green Bay. It's like they're built for the cold in Green Bay.
Yeah, well.
And I'm one of them, so don't get mad.
When I was in Colorado last year, you know, that's probably one of the more active states in the country. And I was looking around like, where do they hide the fat people? This is crazy. Like,
they literally have a fat farm. It's way over here. Nobody goes there.
It's ridiculous. Are you ready to give away a game ball? First
one
game ball
year.
Of the what an honor.
2019.
Do we have it ready here?
Yes.
Did we get them in time for the season?
We did. It's actually a reused one, but you know, they won't know.
You know, we've actually never gotten a second game ball because no one ever requests the first one. But one of these days. All right. So let's give away the game ball.
All right.
J.K. Scott. J.K. Scott, the punter.
Yeah, he's probably still icing down his leg from how many times did he kick?
He had 9 punts for 428 yards. 5 of them inside the 20. I think
that right there. Yes, finally. You know?
I know. It's weird to have a punter too.
Mm-hmm.
And that was first 3 quarters of this game, especially the first half, that was the big difference in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bears were struggling on offense against our defense, and they had to go the full length of the field.
I remember right, too, he looks like he's about, let me click, is it giving
about 12 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got the long hair.
Mm-hmm. And he just has the baby face.
Yeah, dude, I'm into this hemp farm now.
Yeah, he's definitely a young-looking guy.
It's cool. I don't care what he looks like. He can kick that thing.
Yeah, I think he's obvious choice for week 1
Scott,
game ball.
Congratulations.
What an honor to
you
this guy. You're welcome, JK.
You know what? You might have gotten a lot of accolades and the team meetings and stuff like that, but you are now the proud winner
of a bleeding green
and gold
game ball.
I don't know. So you want to talk about the games coming up? We're going to start doing our picks?
Yeah, let's look ahead. So, week 2, and we're just doing NFC North?
Yeah.
Still, I think that works better.
Yeah, I do too.
There's too many dang games in this league.
Okay.
Chargers.
Are you going to keep track?
Yeah, I'll keep track. Chargers at Lions, Sunday at noon.
Got to go with Chargers.
Chargers? Lions almost came back at the end of that game.
Yeah, they didn't.
I'll go Chargers, too.
It got to.
All right, and what's the next one we have here? We have
Vikings, Packers. It's ours, and then we got
Bears at Broncos. afternoon game on Sunday.
Boy, you know I'm going to go with my heart.
That doesn't help me.
I'm going to go against the Bears. I would love to see them start out 0-2 with all the BS I heard all offseason. So I'm going with the Broncos. You?
Okay. I'm going Bears. I think they bounce back.
Do you?
I think they'll do well.
In Mile High?
Yeah. I think they'll do well against that offense.
Hmm.
I think we'll, you know, further into this. It's always so hard, you know. You can overreact as much as you want the Monday after week one.
It always is.
But I think end of the season, we're going to be debating if the Packers have as good of a defense as the Bears.
Yeah. Really?
I do.
Wow, that's saying a lot, dude.
I know.
I know.
But, and part of it is, we haven't had a secondary in how long?
I know. So. And they've got, it's not just like the starters are good. They've got replacement parts that they can put in and take out and do scheming and stuff like that. It's been so long. It's been way too long. And I, if you guys haven't seen when Aaron Rodgers ran up to Pettine and he just like, he literally pushed him.
Do you see Matt LaFleur's like face right when
he was
it happened?
Getting ready? He thought there was something going on.
He like instinctually like was
his
reacting
hand
like,
came
what's,
up.
Yeah, what's going on here? And then he realized he was joking around and they all had smiles.
So you know, but it must have been pretty intense because the head coach would normally just kind of roll with it, but
it kind of shows you how long Rodgers has been waiting for a defense.
Yeah. Thanks, Ted Thompson.
Vikings at Packers, Sunday at noon.
I'm liking our chance.
I'll go Packers as well.
Yeah, I like the fact that our defense, I think that the reason why the Bears gave up on the run is because of our defense. Mm-hmm. And the Vikings just threw 10 passes like you talked about. So if we can do that, if we can shut down their run, we want him to throw.
Yep.
Especially if it gets behind because he doesn't do well with pressure.
And Dalvin Cook is a great running back for the Vikings, and he's healthy this year. He looked really good week one. But their offensive line is not a stud offensive line, and I think we'll push them around.
Mm.
And as a running back, you can only do so much if your offensive line can't block.
But you know, so much during the game, you might be able to make it work for a quarter or two or so, mm-hmm. and then you just break down because you just can't do it all your own.
And especially when you get into the fourth quarter then, because most likely your team's throwing the ball more because the run game might not be working as well. And pass defense is a heck of a lot more exhausting for an offensive lineman than run defense.
Oh, absolutely.
Run offense,
yes.
Pass offense versus run offense.
Yep. You're absolutely right. So, well, you know where you're going. You know, when you're running the ball, you know where you have to go, where you're to push, and where you're going to stand. And then with the when you're pass blocking, you're going where the other guy's going.
And you're going, throw the dang ball, Rodgers!
And Aaron's just keeps patting the ball,
pointing around.
He did that enough this game, too. 5 sacks, but... Again, the answer.
Were
tough,
they all on third
defense.
Down? It felt like it.
I don't know. I don't remember if it was.
If not, it was close.
Hey, before we move on from the game, who won last year on the game picks?
You know, I can't remember.
I
don't
can
think
you
we
up
have
if you want.
A
I
recorded
can,
record.
I looked
of
it.
It's kind of like a fart in the wind at this point. It's hey. Gone. No, you won last year. Congrats.
Thank you. I got to take it when I can. Normally, you beat my butt.
So we agree on the Chargers beating the Lions and the Packers beating the Vikings. You took the Broncos and I took the Bears.
Yeah.
So week one in the books, Packers are 1-0 going into a second division game to start the season with a new look team. I'm excited.
And before we wrap up, I just want to remind you, if you know of anybody or yourself, if you're looking for any type of voice work that you need, check out voiceguynextdoor.com. It's just all one word, basically, voiceguynextdoor.com. That's me. And if you have any questions, you're just like, going, I don't know, I've been thinking about it, just shoot me an email. We'll chat it up, but we'll figure it out. So voiceguynextdoor.com. Also, I'd like to maybe get some input. What do you guys think about this new freeform that we're doing. If you have any suggestions, we're always open. So
email the show.
Yeah, it would be wonderful to get any input.
Or leave us a review on iTunes. That always helps us grow the show as
Boy,
well.
Boy, it sure does. It does a lot. So, and we really appreciate you. And I know that a lot of times, a lot of our listeners are overseas and military, and we thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. And hopefully we can brighten up your day with a couple of yin-yangs. And just, I know it's tough. So appreciate you.
I'm glad to be back.
All right, brother. Until next week. Go, Pack, go!
Thank you for listening to the Bleeding Green and Gold podcast with your hosts, Sean and Mike Reagan. Make sure to subscribe and check out the website at bleedinggreenandgold.com. Join the Facebook group. All questions and comments are welcome. Send them to feedback@bleedinggreenandgold.com. And until next time, go, Pack, go!